Today's shir is Masechta Krisos Daf Yud Zayin. We will begin on Daf Tes Zayin Amid Beis, three lines from the five wide lines, Rav Chisda Amar. Yesterday we learned the Mishnah where we find a dialogue between Rav Akiva and Rav Elezer about a number of questions. And as the Gemara itself made the point, the questions that are posed in the Mishnah are somewhat obscure. And the Gemara said that there's really two issues that are being discussed. One, which everybody agrees, so let's mention that one first, is that if a number of toldos of the same av were being violated, behelam achas, how many carbon chatos would one have to bring? It's clear that Rebbe Lezer's opinion is that you have to bring a separate carbon for every one of those toldos. And it's also clear that everybody who's trying to interpret this dialogue between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elezer agrees that Rabbi Akiva did not agree with that decision of Rabbi Elezer. But there's another question that was asked. The question was when there was a shaygig in the Chilul Shabbos over a number of Shabbosos, how many carbon chatos would have to be brought? And there too, there Mara has been telling us that the question could be posed in one of two scenarios. One is that the person is aware that it's Shabbos, but he just doesn't know what he's doing as a malacha. The example we kept on giving in yesterday's shiur was that this person just doesn't know that you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos, and therefore every week he's mechal Shabbos by carrying. And the other example, the Gemara said, is where the person has his calendar mixed up, and therefore, every week, he doesn't know that today is Shabbos. And that those are one or two or both of those situations are issues that Rabbi Akiva is speaking to Rabbi Elezer about. Rabbi Elezer, again, always will hold that Yechayiv for every Shabbos separately. But it's not quite clear, given the different opinions, the opinion of Rabbah, the opinion of Abaya, and now the opinion of Rav Chisda, what is Rabbi Akiva's opinion and what is his question? So this is where we begin. Rav Chisda Amar, Rav Chisda says, Zodin Shabbos v'shigas malachas. If there's a situation where the person knows that today is Shabbos, just he doesn't know this is malacha, the example I gave, where he doesn't know that you're not allowed to carry, and therefore every Shabbos he carries, says Rav Chisda, Afil Rav Akiva Sfirilei, the Kaguf and Damian, that you chai for every Shabbos separately. V'chi bar minei, what was Rav Akiva's question to Rav Elezer? His question was, Shigga Shabbos with Zod Malachas, who the boy minay? He asked him where the person doesn't know every week Shabbos that today is Shabbos. And his question was, Yom Shabbat Atayim, Ihavin Yadil Chalik, is he chayiv separately for every Shabbos? Or postulate to which Rabbi Elezer responded, Yom Shabbat Atayim, Havin Yadil Chalik, that yes, you chayiv for every Shabbos separately. And says Rav Chisda, the Kibbutz minay, Rav Akiva agreed to that opinion. And then Rabbi Lazar also said to Rabbi Akiva, or partially the Vladim Malachas Malachas Damyan, that if you do numerous toldos of one av, you chai for every tolda if you did it even by Helam Achas. And that, like Kibbutz, he wasn't ready to accept. Rabbi Akiva wasn't ready to agree with Rabbi Lazar's opinion. And as the Achrayim say, what pushes Rav Chisda to have this approach, which is so different than the approach of Rav and Abaye that we learned yesterday, what's pushing him is that he feels that the wording of the Mishnah is very much lined up and makes sense this way best. But now Rav Chisda, says the Gemara, or Rav Chisda Minala, Rav Chisda attempts to support his opinion based on the following Braisa. The Tanya, it says in the Braisa, HaKos V'Shteim Achas, we all know that one of the malachos in Shabbos is ksiva, and as we learned in Masechta Shabbos, that means that if somebody writes two letters, he's chayiv for the malacha of ksiva, and if he writes two letters behelam achas, he's chayiv a carbon shaygig. But what about beis halamis? He wrote one letter, then realized that he did something wrong, and wrote the second letter. Rav Gamliel says that since the Yediyah, we always speak about a Yediyah, and we will continue speaking about a Yediyah separating acts, a Yediyah is only considered a Yediyah when it was a Yediyah that he became aware that he did a full-fledged Melacha. Here, he did not become aware that he did a full-fledged Melacha. He only became aware that he wrote one letter not being a Melacha. And therefore, when Gemara says that Yediyah is not a Yediyah, to separate these two acts, and he's Chayiv. V'cham en Yediyah l'chatzi shir. Because there was a Yediyah, and therefore each one of these acts remain separate. Interesting, Meiri. The Meiri says that even though the Rabbanan and Rabbi Gamliel disagree about if a Yediyah, L'chatzi Shir, is considered a Yediyah, what is the case? The case that we just identified, where somebody wrote one letter and then became aware that he did the wrong thing. But, and the machlokes, as we explain, is doing a chatzi shir of a malacha considered that you did something wrong, that the yediyah should be considered a valid yediyah. But, says the Meiri, we know the first Mishnah Masechta Shabbos says that what's the malacha of carrying Akira and Hanocha. So what would be the halacha, says the Meiri, if somebody did an Akira and then became aware of the Akira and then did the Hanocha? Says the Meiri, there even the Rabbanan will agree they'll get that Yediyah is not meaningful. Why? He says, very beautiful pshat. He says, writing one letter is a chatzi shir. It's certainly aser. It may not have a chiv chatas. It may not have a chiv misa. But it's certainly wrong. Doing an Akira on its own, there's nothing wrong. We all do Akiras constantly every Shabbos. We pick up a siddur, we pick up a chumash, we pick up a bottle. There's nothing wrong with that. So since there's nothing wrong, even the Rabbanan will agree that is not considered a Yediyah. Continues the Gemara, the Braisa, Umayyad Gamliel, Shem Kosef Ois Achs B'Shabbos Zu, Ois Achs B'Shabbos Cheres. Somebody wrote one letter this week and another letter next Shabbos, Potter. So there's two things to point out. Number one, even though Rabbi Gamliel just said to us that a Yediyah after Chatzi Shir is not a Yediyah, that's all if it's in one Shabbos. From one Shabbos to the next Shabbos, it is considered Yediyah. And there's another word that I'd like to point out. It's going to be an important word that we're going to work with. And that is, the Gemara says, Umayda. That means Rabbi Gamliel is addressing someone and saying that even we normally are disagreeing, here might I agree. And this will be very important. But now, says the Gemara, but Tanya Achriti, there's another Braisa. This Braisa says, HaKoyse Shtei Oysis B'Shtei Shabbosus, Achas B'Shabbos Zu, V'Achas B'Shabbos Zu, the exact same case that we just discussed, Rabbi Gamliel Mechayiv, V'Cham Poitrim. So obviously, we have a very serious issue here. We have a stira, we have a contradiction. What is Rav Gamliel's opinion if you wrote one letter this week and one letter next week? One braisa says he holds you potter, and one braisa says you chayiv. How do we address this? Says the Gemara, kusal kedaitach. The Gemara is saying, Rav Chisda makes the assumption that Rav Gamliel Rav Akiva svirle. The Rav Gamliel agrees with Rav Akiva. And he goes further. He says as follows, Bishlam l'zida amina. According to my opinion that was just said, Rav Chisda says, Zodin Shabbos v'shigas malachas. That means that the person knows today is Shabbos, but every week he's mechal Shabbos with a certain malacha, or a certain malachos, just to keep it simple, we'll talk about one malacha, not knowing that is a malacha. We learned at the beginning of our shir, Rav Chisda holds, that filu Rav Akiva Omer, even Rav Akiva agrees, the Shabbos is kegufa damyan. That each Shabbos is considered a separate Shabbos and a separate Chiyuv. So now, says the Gemara, Hadatanya, the Braisa that says, Rav Gamliel agrees, that if you wrote one letter this week, and you wrote another letter next week, Rav Gamliel agrees that you're Potter, it's going to be talking exactly in this situation. Where it was, a Zodin Shabbos for Shigas Melachos, he knows it's Shabbos, he just doesn't know you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. And since every Shabbos, every Malach is separate, what's the raya that every Shabbos, every Malach is separate? Because for every Shabbos that you over the Malach, you have to bring a separate Karmachatas, everybody agrees. And therefore the Shabbosois Kiguf and Damyan. Each Shabbos is considered like a separate situation. And therefore, Gamaliel says, every Shabbos is separate. And every Shabbos, you only wrote one letter. If you only wrote one letter, you can't be chayiv. You're not chayiv for one letter. The other braisa that we quoted, that has Gamaliel saying, that if you wrote one letter this week, and another letter next week, v'hadatan yichayiv, that says yichayiv, it's from Abishigiga Shabbos v'zod melachas. Since they're all, this is the way the Rishonim explain, all of the mistakes are connected, they all emanate from you not being aware that the Shabbosos are the Trei Shabbos. So here, it's a situation of Yediyah L'chatzi Shir, and Yediyah L'chatzi Shir, he holds, is not a Yediyah. The Kesavar, as we just said, and Yediyah L'chatzi Shir. So we're able to reconcile Rabbi Gamliel's opinion beautifully. However, asked the Gemara, Ella Rava, says Rav Chisda to Rava, the Rav Akiva's opinion is the Shabbosos keguf echadim. The Rav Akiva holds that both, that the Shabbosos are considered separate. Bishlama haratanya chayiv. So the Braisa that says Rav Gamliel holds that if you wrote one letter this week and another letter next week, will explain the same way Rav Chisda explained it. B'shkachas lo, b'em is on the Shabbos for shigigas melachas. The Shabbosos kiguf echad hein, that the Shabbosos are all one continuation. Or b'em b'shigigas Shabbos v'zod melachas, because since they're all connected, according to Rava, Rav Akiva always holds that they're considered connected. And therefore, en yedil chatz shir. And therefore, yechayiv, if you wrote one letter this week and one letter next week. Elo hadatanya, but we began with another braisa, where Gamliel says in that braisa, that if you wrote one letter this week and another letter next week, you're potter. But my mukmas lo. If Rabbi Akiva always holds, and Gamliel, the Gemara is saying, agrees with Rabbi Akiva, that all of the Shabbosos are connected, so then in all situations, if you wrote one letter this week and you wrote another letter next week, you ought to be chayiv. So how will we understand the braisa that says that he holds its potter? Amalach Rava, to which Rava, in defending himself, says, your whole explanation is based on saying that Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Akiva that all of the Shabbos, the Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Akiva. I don't hold that way. Rava says, Amalach Rava, Rabbi Gamliel swear like Rabbi Elazar. I hold that Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Elazar. And therefore, it is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, as I said at the beginning of the shiur today, he's a very big proponent of separating. He separates Shabbosos. He separates if you have numerous relations with Anida, and therefore Shabbosos keguf damin. They're all separate, and since they're all separate, so now the explanation that we began with could be reinstated. That when the shogig was on not knowing that it's Shabbos, they'll hold, Rabbi Gamliel will hold, that the two acts of writing on the two Shabbosos can combine. When the shogig was that he doesn't know it's a malacha, they don't combine. But ask the Gemara, now going back to the word that we pointed out, when the first braisa, said Rabbi Gamliel, holding that it's potter in this situation, began with the words, v'had midiktani maida, Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is maida. What does that mean? That he obviously disagrees, and here he's going to agree. So now the Gemara makes its point. If we're going to say that, says Rav Chisda, that Rabbi Gamliel really agrees with Rabbi Akiva, so now I can explain where they have an area of dispute. Hayin d'pligi, they're arguing in a situation of shigas v'shabas v'zod melachas, where the mistake was, as I said earlier, that he just has his calendar mixed up, that we explained that it will be the opinion of Gamliel, the top lines of this omit, that Gamliel suffer any deal chatzi shir, and therefore if you wrote one letter this week and another letter next week, you'll be chayif. Umodim Gamliel, but Gamliel will agree when the mistake was zodin Shabbos v'shigim as melachas, that when the mistake was that you didn't know writing is osur, and you wrote one letter this week, another letter next week, he holds your potter, because Alma Shabbosos kegufin damin. And that's why he agrees to Rabbi Gamliel somewhat. Eli Amrit asked the Gemara. Rabbi Gamliel Krebelezer Sfirlei. Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Lezer Mechlal, the Pligi B'mai. That means again, the word Maida says that they're arguing. What is their area of disagreement? Even Shigah Shabbos was on the where the person keeps on making a mistake about Shabbos, I feel Rabbi Lezer Sfirlei like Rabbi Gamliel. We find in another Brisa, Rabbi Lezer agrees with Gamliel, with the concept that we explained at the beginning of the Shir, then you deal with Chatzi Shir. Becoming aware that you did something wrong when it was only a Chatzi Shir, Rabbi Lezer agrees with Gamliel, is not considered Yediyah. Why? The Tanya, the Brisa says, HaKos V'shtei Oisis B'shtei Shabbosos, if somebody writes two letters in 2 weeks, one letter this week, one letter next week, Oisach B'shabbos Zu, V'Oisach B'shabbos Zu, Rabbi Lezer Mechayif. So the question is as follows. If we're going to say that Rabbi Lezer agrees, that Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Reb Akiva, so we could understand that he agrees that in the situation when the mistake was on the Malacha, the two letters written on the two Shabbosos won't combine. But if it was a Shigga Shabbos, where he just has his calendar mixed up, Rabbi Lezer will hold those two letters will combine. Rabbi Kiva doesn't subscribe to the concept of Ein Yedil Chatzishir, explained to Rishayim, and he says that they will not combine. So we have where they agree, and we have where they disagree. But if, as Rava, to defend his explanation of Rabbi Kiva, says that it's not Rabbi Gamliel agreeing with Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Gamliel agreeing, it's rather Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Lezer, so everything claps. The Brice that says Potter is where your mistake is, where you don't know that this is a Malacha, and that's where they don't combine. The Brice says that Yechayiv is where you don't know that it's Shabbos, but the word Maida, which indicates that there's an area of disagreement, we can't find the area of disagreement. Says the Gemara, the area of disagreement will be in a different area altogether. Ella, ba'achas ala orev, achas ala orev. Just like we've been saying that there's a shear to be chayiv for writing, there's a shear for weaving as well. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos says that the shear for weaving is making one stitch. But what's the halacha if somebody has a partially woven material and he makes one stitch? So the Gemara is suggesting that that's where Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer would disagree. Rabbi Gamliel is going to hold that that is considered a Maisa Riga, and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer is going to hold that that's not a Maisa Riga. Says the Gemara, that isn't true. Because Chayuva Mechayiv, I will show you that in that situation where one adds a stitch, even though it's only one stitch, to already partially woven material, Yechayiv. The Tanan, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Ha'orik Shalosh Chutim B'Tchila, Vechra Al-Orik, you only add one stitch, Chayiv. So, how do we understand this? And the Shita, Mekubetzis, asks a very fundamental question. Why did the Gemara suggest that the area of disagreement was by Achas al-Orig, adding one stitch to an existing partially woven material? Why don't we say that the Machlekes is that they're talking about, and that's the subject matter, where you added a letter to a already written word, already written letter, and even though you only wrote one letter, by writing this letter and you made a word out of it, you'll be chayiv. Isn't that make more sense? Since that's the subject we're talking about. So the Shita answers, when you add a stitch to an existing piece of material, there's always going to be, there's no option. You have to be chayiv. And I was saying that's both the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer. Whereas, when you add only one letter to an existing written word, it's not always going to be chayiv. Yes, if I have a piece of paper and I have a word that's needs one letter, and I add that one letter, I'm chayiv. But let's say I have a partially written word on one piece of paper, And now I bring another, and it's missing only one letter. And I put the other letter on another piece of paper that's not connected, then I won't be chayiv. So the Gemara preferred to speak about achas al orig, where you'll always be chayiv. And that, the Gemara is saying, is the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar. Another interesting point is that now we're learning that everybody agrees that where you already have a partially woven material, and you just make one more stitch, even though normally the shear for Ariga is two stitches, here you'll be chayiv just with one stitch. So say to Paiskim, we all know that to be chayiv for Kshira on Shabbos, you have to make a double knot. But why will be the halacha if you already have an existing knot, you already have one knot there from before Shabbos, and you add a second knot? So one would suggest that you're not chayiv, because you only made one knot. But if we're learning now that as long as you created a situation of a kesher shel kayama, it doesn't make a difference if you made two knots. If you created a situation of kesher shel kayama, you'll be chayiv even with one knot. Says the Gemara, El Amar Rava, says the Gemara, the Rabbi Elazar and Gamliel, the people to talk to are Rabbi Gamliel agreeing with Rabbi Elazar. Our only problem with that approach was, where is the area of disagreement that the word moida is appropriate? Mechlal de Polk Bechada, where is the area of disagreement regarding this issue? The Tanya, Chaytzi Chatzi Groigris. If somebody, the shear for carrying on Shabbos is a groigris. So says the Braisa, if somebody carried out a half a groigris, the chaz of a chatzi groigris, and then he carried out another half a groigris, behelam achas, if he did it in one helam, he'll be chayv v'kav mechatos, if he did it b'shtei helam, is potter. Rav Yosemer, even if you did a behelam achat, it has to be b'shus echad. That means, if somebody carried out a half a groigris from a rishus ha-yochad to one rishus rabim, and then he carried out a half a groigris from one rishus ha-yochad, from that rishus ha-yochad to a different rishus rabim, even though he carried out two half groigrisin and a halam achas, you'll be potter. So now says the Gemara, the Gamliel is going to hold like the Tanakama, Rabbi Elazar Krev Yosi. So we have now is that Rava has successfully identified an area of disagreement between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar, this shaila about carrying chatzi groigris into different rishus harabim. That's where they disagree. Umayda, but when it comes to the subject of writing one letter this week and one letter next week, they agree. But it's Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar traveling together, not Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Kiva. So by understanding Rabbi Gamliel, it doesn't shed any light in understanding Rabbi Kiva, and therefore Rav Chisda, who attempted to say that this Braisa shows us what Rabbi Kiva holds regarding the issues addressed in our Mishnah, it isn't an address for that, because our Mishnah, this Braisa has nothing to do with Rabbi Kiva's opinion. So the Gemara keeps on trying, Rabbi Chisda keeps on trying. Toshalma, Amalai, Chayiv HaKalayach Achas V'Achas, that Yechayiv for every Melacha. Because what were the words of our Mishnah? Because the Rebbe made the following Kal V'Chayma. Uman Nida. If we're having relations with a Nida, She'ein Boita Tzos Harbe, as we explained yesterday, there aren't many ways that you could violate this Aveira. So now the Gemara says, the Mishnah said the word Nida. Bishlam Rebbe Chizda Da Meshigigah Shabbos V'Zod Melachas. That the issue being addressed between Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Lezer was with somebody doesn't know that today is Shabbos. He has his calendar mixed up. And his question was, Yom Shabbat and time we have Yedil Chalak Aloy. Are the weekdays in between separate the Shabbosos? Hanan the Kamalay Oman Nida. Because we keep on speaking about the same mistake. And that's the same as speaking about having relations with one woman, with one Nida. However, says the Gemara, that the question was that he keeps on making a mistake every Shabbos, not knowing that carrying is also the Baimene. And the question was, since every Shabbos he was Mechal Shabbos by carrying, And his question was, Shabbosos iki gufen damnim v'loy, is he chayif every Shabbos or not? So then the word nida doesn't make sense. It should say nidois, just like Shabbosos. Amoch Rava. So Rava, in order to defend himself, says tani nidus. Indeed, say the right wording of the Mishnah is not nida, it's nidois. So the Gemara quotes that actually there's a machloikus amaroim. What is the proper girsa of our Mishnah? And therefore, by having the proper girsa, it will show us what is the right way of understanding the Mishnah, like Rav Chisda or Rava. Shmuel tani nida, Rav Abba bar Hava tani nida, Rav Nosson bar Oisha tani nidois. But now the Gemara asks a question on Rav Chisda's explanation. Rav Chisda asked the Gemara that says that the question that Rav Akiva posed to Rav Elezer was in a situation of Shigga Shabbos v'zod melachos u'debidoy minei. That was where he was posing a question. And his question was, Yom Shabbat Atayim mehav yadir l'chalik v'loy. And again, because it's all one mistake. Now the question is, if that's the case, neither my Yom Shabbat Atayim having yadir l'chalik ispa. How does this fill into a situation of nida? It should be nidois. Amirava, Kigan Shabala of a Tavla, Vichas Vrasa, he had relation with her, she went to the mikveh, Vichas Bala of a Tavla, Vichas Bala, the tefillos that having going to the mikveh is Kiyam Shabin Atayim, is viewed as separate. Tashma, so the Gemara keeps on asking. The Mishnah Denkit said that Rabbi Lezer said to Rekiva, Rekiva said, your proof from a nida is a weak proof. Rekiva said to Rabbi Lezer, your proof from nida is a weak proof. Because as we explained, by a nida there are two parties who violated, but Shabbos there's only one party. Said Rabbi Lezer, and what happens if he had relations with a girl who's a ktana, a nida? That was how Rabbi Lezer defended himself. Habal ktana shichiach. But ask the Gemara. Now it's just the opposite. According to Rava, the word nidois, ktanois, work in our Mishnah. Bishlam l'Rava hanedektani ktanois. Ela Rav Chisda my ktanois. It shouldn't say ktanois, it should say ktana, like it says nida. And says the Gemara, ktanis the alma. It doesn't mean numerous ktanis, it means one ktana from all of the ktanis that live in the world. Says the Gemara, Masnissin d'loikei dein Tana. The version of our Mishnah is not like the version of this Tana taught us. The Tanya, Aram Shimon Alozer, loikach shawul Rabbi Kiva l'Rabbi Elezer. Not was the shaylah from Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Elezer, what is the halacha on Shabbos? And Rabbi Elezer used Nida as an answer to what should be the halacha on Shabbos. Elkach shawul. The question was just the opposite. His question was, Habal ishto Nida. If somebody has relations with his wife when she's a nida, baal ishto nida, behelam achas, and he had a relations with her a number of times, behelam achas, mahu, what will be the halacha? Chayv achas al kulan, a chayv akal achas v'achas, will it be chayv each situation separately, or will it be chayv only once? Amalei, to which he responded, chayv akal achas v'achas. He's chayv for each situation separately, because he makes the following kavachoymer. Omash Shabbos, shein ba'el azhar achas. As we just said, on Shabbos there's only one party who is Mechal Shabbos. Shehu Muzer al Shabbos. The person who's Mechal Shabbos is doing an Aveira. However, by Shabbos ain't Muzer Salav. The Shabbos is obviously not a party. Yet the halacha is Chayv Akolachas V'achas. So Nida, said Rabbi Elezer to Rabbi Kiva, Sheyesh Bashtei Azharas, that there are two parties involved in that Aveira. Shehu Muzer al Nida, the nida mizheres alav ain't a din shuchayev akolachas v'achas amaloi, to which Rabbi Kiva responded, you can't say that you should learn the halacha of nida from the halacha of Shabbos. Why? Because says Rabbi Kiva, imamata b'Shabbos sheish b'tatzaras harbei. Shabbos, there are many ways that one can be mechal Shabbos, and therefore chatzaras harbei. There are many ways when somebody can end up being chayiv a karmachatis. Whereas tana benida she'ein bar tatzaras harbei v'chatzaras harbei, there's only one way to do this aveira. Therefore, perhaps we can't learn nida from Shabbos, because nida you have two parties and Shabbos you have one party. Amalite, to which he said, Habak Tanis Yechiach, Shemba Tatsas Habe, Vechatas Habe, there aren't many options, and Vechayev Kalach Sa'achas, and yet Yechayev on every one. Amalite, Eremat Mektanois, you can't bring a rye from Mektanois, because Shenken Gufa Mechlokim, we're speaking about that the Aveiro was committed with many people. Amalite, so he responded, Habal Behemah Yechiach. By Ketanos, you could say that the word Ketanos means that he did the Aveiro with many people. And therefore you can't bring a raya from Ketanos to Shabbos. But Habal Behemah, it's only one Behemah. Shem Gufa Mechlokim, V'chai V'kalach V'achas. So shouldn't that be a raya to Nida as well? Amalite, Habehema Kanida, which means that Behema, if I knew for sure that the halacha was, that if somebody has numerous relations with a Behema, his chayva kalach fachas, that would be a great raya that so too should be the halacha by a Nida. But says Rabbi Akiva Terbeleza, I'm not quite sure what the halacha is by Behema, that I could be able to extrapolate from whatever is the halacha by Behema is the halacha by Nida, and therefore he says I don't have an answer to my question, what is the din by Nida? Hanulach Amalai, Hanulach Amalai, Hanulach Amalai. Our next parak begins to discuss the din of an Ashim Toli. We've already mentioned that the Torah HaKadosha says that if somebody has a Sofik, and a big part of this parak will be to define what exactly is a Sofik, but if somebody has a Sofik, if he did an Aveira, that there would be a Chiyuv Karban for, Karban Chatas, he has to bring an Ashim Toli. And as is important to point out, the Chiyuv Ashim Toli is only here as a stopgap measure until he finds out if he didn't do the Aveira or did do the Aveira. If he knows for sure, once he discovers, Chas V'Sholem, that he certainly committed the Aveira, the halacha is that he's going to have to bring a separate Karban Chatas that the Torah requires. It's only there until he knows that he did the Aveira. And what is the case? The simple case is, where somebody ate a piece of meat, we'll discuss more exactly what are the circumstances, and then he has a suffix, did he or didn't he do an Aveira, brings an Ashim Toli. But what happens, the simple case of an Ashim Toli, is where when the person ate the piece of meat, he had no question that, he had no question, he ate the meat assuming that it was 100% kosher. But what would be the halacha if when he ate the piece of meat, he had a shaila, he had a question, is that piece of meat kosher or not? And he ate it anyway. Will he bring an Ashim Toli? It's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says he will bring an Ashim Toli, and Tosfos says he won't bring an Ashim Toli. Rashi's explanation is because it's all a suffix, and as long as it's suffix, he has to bring an Ashim Toli. Tosfos' opinion is that he doesn't bring an Ashim Toli, because Tosfos says that the purpose of, there are many ways of explaining Tosfos' opinion, but the simplest way of explaining Tosfos' opinion is that only when the person is totally innocent, and when he did what he did, he had no reason to believe he was doing anything wrong, there the Torah says that if now you have a question that perhaps he did something wrong, you bring an Ashim Toli. But the person who ate this piece of meat that has a shayla on it, and he ate it anyway, he's not such an innocent individual. And since he's not such an innocent individual, he doesn't get the opportunity to bring an Ashim Toli. Interesting, Machloikis HaChroinim, taking Tosfos' opinion one step further. Tosfos' opinion is that if the person knew when he ate the piece of meat that this is a piece of meat with a shayla, you don't bring an Ashim Toli. But what would be the halacha if afterwards he discovers that the piece of meat was not kosher? Will Tosfos hold that just like he doesn't bring an Ashim Toli, he doesn't bring a Karban Chatos? Because you can't call this person a Shaygig when he ate a piece of meat that he should have perhaps refrained from. Or the din of Tosfos is only said regarding Ashim Toli, but he's still in the category of a Shaygig. You can't call him a Mezid. He didn't deliberately do something wrong, and a Chatos he will have to bring. So begins the Mishnah. Safek afek chayel, safek lo yachol. There's a question if he ate chayel or didn't. But filo ochel, even if he ate, safek yesh be kashir, he knows he ate chayel. But there's a safek if he had the shear, a kazayas, did he eat a kazayas, a safek ain boy, or didn't have the shear. And here is another interesting question. Our Gemara speaks about two separate situations, our Mishnah. One is that he's not sure if the piece of meat that he ate is kosher or not. And another situation is that he knew the piece is not, that the meat isn't kosher, but he doesn't know if he ate it kazayas. But what would be the halacha if there's a svek sveka? Meaning that he ate a piece of meat, but he's not sure was it kosher or was it not kosher. And even if it wasn't kosher, perhaps he didn't eat a shear. What would be the halacha then? And again, it's the subject of a machloikus rishonim. And some rishonim say that even in a situation of a svek sveka, even though throughout halacha, a svek svek is considered a very weak suffik. So some rishonim say, here too it's considered a very weak suffik, and there wouldn't be a chiv to bring an ashim tali. Other rishonim say that even in a situation of a svek sveka, you bring an ashim tali. Why? There's, again, here too many explanations, but the simplest explanation is that that's exactly what the Torah means to say with the parasha of an ashim tali. What the Torah means to say with the parasha of Ashim Talui is that wherever there's a suffix, it makes no difference how much or how little of there's a suffix, the Torah gave us an opportunity. The Torah gave us an opportunity to bring an Ashim Talui that will save the person until he knows exactly what happened. And actually, this concept that we just said is used to answer another question. We're going to spend a lot of time Mitzvah Shem learning in the Gemara that the many opinions that hold there's only a chiv of Ashim Talui where there were two pieces of meat. One was kosher, one wasn't, and he doesn't know if he ate the kosher meat or the non-kosher meat. Ask the Rashba why, if he's not sure if he ate the kosher meat or the not kosher meat, are we quick to say that he should bring an Ashim Talui? Why don't we say that maybe the non-kosher meat was smaller than the kosher meat, and it becomes bottle, the non-kosher meat becomes bottle to the kosher meat. And therefore he shouldn't be chayiv and Ashim Talui. So before I quote the answer of the Rashba, says the Aruch Laner, if as we just said, that even though in all areas of halacha, Svek Svek is not considered a suffix. An Ashim Tali is an exception to that rule. And by an Ashim Tali, he is Chai by a Svek Sveka. Similarly, even though perhaps over here we can apply the concept of Bittel, we won't. And therefore, he'll be Chai by an Ashim Tali. The Rashba, this is the way the Mefarshim explained the opinion of the Rashba at least, takes a very different approach. He says, when is there a concept of Bittel? The concept of Bittel is when we have a Taruvis. When we have two pieces of meat, or two items, one kosher, one not kosher, and they get mixed together. Here they didn't get mixed together, they're still separate. I just one is larger than the other, that isn't considered a taruvis where we should say bittel. Continues the Mishnah. Shuman v'chelev l'fanav, there's a piece of kosher meat, there's a piece of non-kosher meat. V'achal echad mehem v'ein yodea eiz men ochel, he doesn't know which one. Ishtoi v'chaisoi imoi. He has his wife and his sister in the home. Shagab achman had relations. V'ein yodea be'eiz men shagab. A very interesting machloikis. He doesn't know that he lived with his wife and everything is fine, that he lived with his sister and he did a very serious aveira. So why don't we ask them? So some rishonim say, we're indeed referring to a situation where they don't know either. But if they could shed light on what happened, we just listen to what they say. Others say that since he has a suffix, their saying what happened doesn't change that suffix. Shabbos for Yom Chol. We have Shabbos and Yom Chol, Shabbos and Matzoi Shabbos. V'os melacha bechem, and he did a melacha. Day beiz menos, he doesn't know if he did the melacha on Shabbos or he did the melacha on Matzoi Shabbos. And all of these cases, says the Mishnah, maybe Ashim Tali. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, shehem sh'amachal, chelev v'helem behelem achas. If somebody ate two kazesim chelev, but it was behelem achas, the halacha is, as we've been learning, ein achayev alachatas achas, he only is obligated to bring one kar mechatas. Kach alay hodishalhen. If somebody had two situations where he ate chalif, where he ate meat and he's not sure was it kosher or not, and it was all within one helam, ain't a maybe eloshim tali achad. That means if somebody ate a piece of non-kosher meat, became aware then ate another piece of meat. So just like says the Mishnah, that in such a situation, he would have to bring a separate carbon chatas for each act of eating. If he ate a piece of meat, then was unsure, was it kosher or not, and then ate another piece of meat with the same case, maybe Oshem Tolu Akol Achas V'Achas. Says the Mishnah, K'shem Shemachal Chelev Adam V'Pigel V'Nois B'Helem Achas. He ate all of these different forbidden foods, Chayev Akol Achas V'Achas, because they're disconnected Averis. Kach Aloi Hodesh V'Hem. Maybe Oshem Tolu Akol Achas V'Achas. Itmar begins the Gemara. Ravasi Oma Chticha Achas Sheninu. That the case for which you're chayiv and oshem tolui is even when you just have one piece of meat. Which means, you have a piece of meat that you ate, and it's a suffix. Was it chaylev? Suffix shel shuman? Was it kosher or not kosher? And then, when that question comes up, you bring an oshem tolui. Chiba Rab disagrees. And he says, chaticha mishtei chaticha sheninu. You're only chayiv and oshem tolui if there were two pieces of meat, one kosher and one not kosher, and now you have a shayla, which was the piece of meat that you eat, that you ate, the kosher one or the non-kosher one. Says the Gemara, the Maikamifgi, what is the basis of their machlokes? Says the Gemara, the Torah says, in speaking about the parasha of Oshem Tolu, the Torah says, V'osa achas mikom mitzvois Hashem ashloi se'asenam. So we look at the way the pasuk is written, and way which is the Messiris, and we look at the way the pasuk is pronounced, they have very different meanings. If we look at the spelling, it can mean Lashon Yachid, even one piece of meat. If we look at the way it's, that's the way it's pronounced. If we look at the way it's read mitzvois, Lashon Rabbim. So if Ashi Savar Yesh Ein L'Messiris, we go according to the way it's written, Mitzvah Ksiv. One, the Chibar Ravama Yesh Ein L'Mikra, we go according to the way it's pronounced, and it's pronounced Mitzvois, Lashon Rabbim, that means you have to have at least two pieces of meat. Mitzvois Ksiv. Esvei, ask the Gemara, Esvei Rafun L'Ravasi, V'Amri Lei, let's go back to the Mishnah we just learned. We just learned in the Mishnah, there are two pieces of meat, and he ate one of them, and he doesn't know which one he ate. So the Mishnah says he has to bring an Oshem Tolu. Mailav suggests the Gemara. Mailav midas seifish techatichis. It was saying in the second part of the Mishnah, clearly they were speaking about a case where there were two pieces of meat. Isn't that an indication? Reishanami shteichatichas, and only when there are two pieces of meat is there a chiyuv Oshem Tolu. Otherwise, not. Amalei Rav Asi loy teizel pasa ipcha. Your reasoning is flawed. The yochel shnuilach. I could answer you just the opposite. Sefer indeed teaches us b'shteichatichas that you chayiv an Oshem Tolu when there are two pieces of meat, one kosher and one non-kosher. Reisha. But the Reish is not speaking about a case where there are two pieces of meat. The Reish is talking about there was only one piece of meat. And the Reish is telling us that even by one piece of meat, you chayiv an Oshem Tolu. Ask the Gemara if that's what the Mishnah is saying. That if in a case where there's only one piece of meat, you chayiv an Oshem Tolu. So why does the Mishnah in the second part of the Mishnah have to teach us that you chayiv an Oshem Tolu when there are two pieces of meat, if the first part of the Mishnah says you chayiv even when there's one piece of meat? Answered the Gemara, Zuvain Tzarech L'mei Mezu. The Mishnah, indeed, is not really saying any Chiddush in the Sefer. Asked the Gemara, Ulav Chiba Rav Damed Sefer B'Shtei Chatichas. Chiba Rav's opinion is that you never chayiv an Oshem Tolu unless there were two pieces of meat. And therefore, just like the Sefer is talking about a case there were two pieces of meat, Rei Shanami B'Shtei Chatichas is talking about two pieces of meat. Asked the Gemara, Mr. Tati Lomeli, why does the Mishnah have to say the same rule twice? Answers the Gemara, Purusha Kamafarash. The way to understand the Mishnah is that the Sefer is explaining the Reisha. Don't make the mistake, says the Sefer, of believing that you chayiv an Oshem Tolu even by one piece of meat. No! Understand that you only chayiv an Oshem Tolu when there were two pieces of meat. Ketzad, which means Kegon Shai Chayel Veshuman Lefanov. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Chayel Lefanov Shtei Chatiches Achash Shal Shuman VeAchash Shal Chaylev. If there are two pieces of meat, one is kosher, one isn't. Ach Achsman Veni Day Men Achol, and he doesn't know which one he ate. Chayev. But if there's Chaticha Achas, if there's one piece of meat only, and it's a question, and you ate that piece of meat. And that is the question, Sofik Shechel, Sofik Shashuman, is it kosher, is it not? V'ochle potter. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava my Tama the Rav, what is Sei Potter? Dama Krav, Os Achas, Mikom Mitzvahs, Hashem, Bishkogo, Achi Yishgah B'shtai Mitzvahs. Mitzvah Tziv, it says Mitzvahs, but Mitzvahs Kareen, and we go after the Kri, which is a Lashon Rabbim. Eisei Abaya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Koi, if somebody, a Koi we know throughout Shas, is a Sofik Chai, a Sofik Behema. And we also know that the Chaylev of a Behema is prohibited, the Chaylev of a Chaya is permitted. And somebody ate the Chaylev of this Koi. So it's only one piece of meat. And the Brisa here says, Chayav and Alav Oshim Toli, isn't this clearly an indication, even by one piece of meat, you Chayav Oshim Toli? Amalai, says the Gemara, Rebbe Elazar Sovi Yeshayim L'Masayris. We follow the written word, and the written word, Mitzvah Ksiv Loshin Yochid. Eisvei, Sovi Ben Tishin L'Rishna Ben Shiva L'Achron. Someone dies without children. For Halacha, as we learned in Masechta Yevamos, is that Yibam should not be done for the first 3 months after his death, because we don't know if she, maybe the wife, was pregnant when he died. We only know for sure after 3 months. So now they did have Yibam before that 3 month Havchana period. They had a child, so he has to divorce her, Vavlat Kosher. And the child is not a Mamzer. Because if he's from the first husband, fine. And if he's from the second husband, then the Yibam was permitted. But we can't let them stay together because we don't know who the father is. And he's Chai Bashem Tali. But there's only one Chaticha here. One man and one woman. And it says the Gemara, again, Harmani Ribalezahi. Eisvei, it says in a Braisa, a husband and a wife had relations. And they used to have pieces of material that they would wipe themselves to see if there was any dam, to tell if she became a nida during the relations, because if they did, then she's Tamei, and he's Tamei, and they have to bring a carbon for having relations, b'shogig, when she's Tamei. So says the Braisa, Nimtza Shaloi, if after the relations he wipes himself and he finds blood in it, so for sure that's an indication that she was a nida during their relations, and they're both Tmeim. The Chayavim, the carbon. Al Shaloi, but if it was found on her piece of material, if it was found Osyom, immediately after the act of Bia, Tmeim, the Chayavim, carbon. But Nimtza Shaloi, Achazman, if she didn't look, she didn't wipe herself immediately, there was time in between the act of Bia and the checking. So again, on his, it couldn't have come from anywhere else than from her during the relations. So it's a Suffolk. Umetorim and a carbon. They don't have to bring a carbon chatas. But Tanilah, but the Brisa says, Chayavim Shemashim Talui. Even though there's only one person, the man and the woman, it's no Shtei Chatichas. And yet we see that there's a chiv of Hashem Talui. Says the Gemara again, Hamani, whose opinion is being cited here, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar follows the written word. The written word is mitzvahs, a lashon yachid, that even with one chatichah, there's a chiv of Hashem Talui. But that's why these brises follow that opinion. The other Tanoim hold that you have to have shtei chatichas to be chayiv of Hashem Talui.